Okay, I'm going to tell you now how I'm going to recover from a 8-hour time zone difference. When I go there, it's not a problem because I think my life was so behind and delayed that someone give me 8 hours of my life was perfect. But when I come over here and I've lost 8 hours, oh my God, that was tough. That was really tough. I'm not going to lie to you. It is tough and I'm still struggling. I'm going to tell you how I get over it. I'm spending a day and a half completely in bed. And I'll nap when I want to, and I'll relax when I want to. And I'm literally locking myself in the world. Like, I have family members that I could see, but no, I just can't. I'm an introvert. I need to recharge, and I just need to, like, especially when I'm ill as well, I just, like, need to Netflix, I need to eat, I just need to be by myself. So, and that's how I do it. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a 4-hour nap yesterday. And then I went to bed again at 12. I do not like going to bed late. It does not agree with me. So yeah, I would try and like just get back into your new routine ready for the Monday. Okay, I hope it helps. I'm sorry it's not the most wowing thing ever. But I'm just being upfront with you and perhaps giving you permission that when you're tired, you just don't. You just tell people no. It's fine to tell people no when you need to recharge. And you just go do you. So have a good day. Oh, one second. Got to log into my phone. But yeah, have a really good day.